B-Pod Studios.
Activision blocks 100 thieves from running a Warzone charity event only to cause a huge blow-up at the org. Apex Legends reveals their Season 5 Lost Treasures events and a buff to this legend, and The Last of Us 2 is out, but what big streamers are saying they won't stream it at all? All that ahead next on The Breakdown. It's Friday, and you know what that means. You made it through another crazy week of game cancellations, RIP Cyberpunk, and more, so I'm here to keep you up to date on the latest news in esports and video games. Want to know every time a new video goes live of ours here at Checkpoint XP? Hit that subscribe button and give your boy a dopamine hit. I love them follows. Activision denies 100 Thieves using Warzone for a charity event. This is not a good look for Activision. Yesterday, it was announced that the previously advertised Warzone charity event that was being put on by 100 Thieves had been canceled due to a sponsor, Cash App, not being allowed by Warzone's developer, Activision. The organization had originally pledged to donate $100,000 to charitable causes involved in racial equality in the wake of protests across the U.S., and many believe that it was the true reason why Activision pulled the plug in the first place. The bigger bad look here is just how janky the rollout for 100 Thieves truly was. Why would you announce a massive event to the world and not have been given permission yet from the company that owns the game? This isn't 100 Thieves' first time at the rodeo, and they knew they would need permissions, but decided to do it anyways. Bad business, dude. 100 Thieves have announced that they will be making the donation to three different orgs working to further racial equity with a different tournament, with a different game, at some point down the line. Here's the CEO of 100 Thieves responding to the drama on Twitter.
Well, first and foremost, I just want to clear this up and make it undoubtedly clear. We weren't making money from this tournament. We might have gotten more exposure from other streamers that are bigger than me playing in the tournament, but we weren't making money from this tournament. We weren't monetizing it like we normally do with our sponsorships and the content that we create. This was just solely $100,000 was going to go to charity. That was it. And so they asked us to remove the sponsors, and we couldn't. Like, Cash App was putting up the money for charity. And so ultimately they said, you're not running this tournament. We said, okay, we'll go do it with another game. We'll go do it with another publisher. This is fine. So we go on social media because people have been asking, well, the tournament's tomorrow. Are you going to announce teams? What's happening? We say, hey guys, Activision denied our request and the tournament is no longer happening. That was it. I just want that to be clear. That was all we were trying to convey on social media. I promise you guys that we will figure out another game to do this with another publisher, and it's going to be just fine. I respect Activision's position. I understand that they want us to remove the sponsors. I understand that they might not want other organizations just freely running tournaments without them giving clearance or permission. I understand Activision's permission. I don't think this was Activision slighting social justice and Black Lives Matter. This is not what this was supposed to be.
At the end of the day, 100 Thieves dropped the ball by not getting their ducks in a row before going to the public. Once they announced that tournament without consulting Activision after they had already sold the sponsorship rights to a company, the entire project was doomed. We will keep you updated when new details come out of when and what this new gaming charity event series will look like when they become available. Apex Legends announces new event, Lifeline, to get buffed. The first four seasons of Apex Legends saw each of the release legends and the expansion debutantes that were added soon after remain basically the same. Season 5 tipped that on its head, though, with a mega-sized Mirage rework. In a video released yesterday by EA during their EA event, Apex's next in-game event will take place between June 23rd to July 7th and will be bringing the most content we've seen in Season 5 yet. This time around, there's stacks to look forward to. The Armed and Dangerous Evolved limited time mode headlines the Lost Treasures event and sees players do battle across King's Canyon armed with only shotguns and sniper rifles. But one of the biggest surprises was the continuation of buffs to main legends, something that was unheard of in the first five seasons of the game that left the playable characters fairly unchanged. After Season 5 overhauled Mirage and buffed him back into a viable pick, Lifeline, my personal main, looks to be getting the next buff series applied. From what we have seen so far, she seems to now be able to revive her teammates using only the healing drone. Respawn is yet to officially comment on this rework. They did admit back in May, though, that they were trying things to try and give Lifeline back some of her original Season 1 power, though. Once the buff goes live, you can find all the details on it at checkpointxp.com. Last of Us 2 is released! Major streamers say they won't play it. The Last of Us 2 is out as of midnight this morning, but there are already streamers saying they won't touch it with a 10-foot pole. The follow-up to what most would consider Sony's strongest single-player franchise in a decade has been met with plenty of excitement and anticipation. But if you were to talk to Summit or Shroud, some of the largest streamers out there, they have sworn that they won't play it for quite a while on stream. And while there has been a history of plenty of, anti-LGBTQ inclusion and aversion to playing a possibly gay character, it's for a reason that you may not, readily know.
How long, as a top streamer on Twitch, do you need to get onto a single-player game f***ing first, dude? Chill out. Relax. Drink some coffee. Maybe you can watch someone else for like a split second play it. Then f***ing hop on. It's a single-player game. There's a reason I leave those games off to the side for later. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't mean that much to me. They don't mean that much to the channel. I will get my enjoyment from it when I can. But some motherfuckers can get a little head start with that. But I can't help it. I can't help it. No matter what you guys say, no matter if I man up and adult up, that sour taste is going to be there, bro. I just can't.
No,
suck
do
my
it
fucking
play
dick,
Last
dude.
Of US.
PS4 exclusives can suck my fucking dick. Play all the PlayStation exclusives. You know what I'm saying? Anything that's getting to anyone, any sort of early access at all, suck my fucking dick.
And I mean, I get it. Why do you want to be the very first person to do it, other than to get the clout? It's exactly as Summit described, a rat race. Anytime a new game is released, streamers are attempting to beat the entire game first before anybody else, and to do it on stream, when the rest of the world has things like jobs and family and other responsibilities to attend to. If you want to watch the stream on the day it's out, more power to you. But there are still plenty of gamers and people who use gaming as an enjoyable, non-work-related activity. And those are the people who would rather not feel the pressure to be the first when it comes to something they see as an extracurricular. I hope that this becomes more the trend in the future. With streamers, sometimes it's best to just let a game be just that, a game. That's going to do it for me this week. Remember, we have brand new episodes of The Breakdown that go live on YouTube every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And if you want to stay up to date on the latest in esports and video game news, give us a follow on social media at Checkpoint XP. My name's Weirdbeard, and I still don't understand the plot to Kingdom Hearts 3. What is happening?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.